Yeah, okay. Good evening. So last night we started Sif's Gimel through Hey, and we learned that the Zman of Baal Tolan, if it is the Oino, the day or the night that the work was completed, if the worker finishes middle of the day, you have the Baal Baya says until the end of the day. If he finishes during the night, he has until the next morning. The Chinuch, interestingly enough, says the reason why the Torah gave this year is he says it is normal for a worker to fast for a day. More than that already is extreme. And that's why we give him one ayin, we give him this period, because that's how long he can survive without eating, and that's why you have that long to pay. Now obviously this is only a time at the Krah, this is not it's lav dafka, because as we learned before, the din of Baal Tolan applies not only to wages, it also applies to renting animals, renting metalkalin, and according to many opinions, renting karka as well. Clearly the svara of lasting this long doesn't apply, but as a time of the Krah, this is why the Torah gave such a shear. Now, as we learned, that if a person finishes a job, and Mechaber discussed, that a Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua, someone who has a job, even if it's a job that lasts a week, a month, a year, or even actually 7 years, they had real long-term employment. So the halacha is, Baal Tolan applies Maker Hadin only at the end of the job. Which means if someone offers you a 7-year job and you accept the job, you have to realize that you're not going to see a dime for 7 years. Somehow, I guess the worker managed to survive, but that was the arrangement. He didn't get paid till the end. Once he's done, at that point, the entire amount is due, and he has to pay for the full 7 years. He can't go ahead and negotiate an installment plan. The Yomitit Tinskari says, pay him the entire amount. Now, a very common question is, you'll hire a worker, he'll do some construction for you, you'll redo your kitchen, whatever the case may be, and you pay him a certain amount. One day, he comes to you, the job was supposed to take 6 weeks, sure enough, 6 months later, he comes to you, I'm finally finished. He wants to get paid, so you're very happy, he's finally getting rid of him, you're willing to pay him. But you know good and well, if you cut him a check for the entire amount, that is the last time you're ever going to see him again. Your concern is there may be something wrong. You may need him back to make some adjustments. Things may come up. You want to have a little bit of leverage. You want to make sure that he returns your phone calls and is willing to stand by his work. So you tell him, no problem. I'll give you 90%. The other 10%, call me back in a month. We'll talk then. Now, al pi halacha, it depends what happened over here. If the job is not complete, he comes to you and said, I'm basically done. I just have some touch-ups. I'll come back tomorrow or next week. So then, as far as halacha is concerned, Maker Hadin, you don't owe him a dime. Because he doesn't get paid a penny until the job is done. Now, if there's a minhag to pay progress payments, etc., good, you'll follow the minhag. But technically, al pi halacha, in the absence of a minhag, the job is not completed, he doesn't get a dime. However, if the job is done, there's nothing wrong. You're just concerned maybe you didn't notice something, or maybe tomorrow or over the next few days, you'll see there's a problem and you'll want him to come back. So it's a very legitimate fear, it's a very legitimate concern, but the fact that something may be wrong does not justify not giving him the money that he's entitled to when he's entitled to it. And therefore, although if you do pay him, you'll never see him again, the fact that a person may rob you tomorrow or may do an avlo to you tomorrow doesn't justify you doing an avlo to him today. And therefore, if right now there's nothing wrong, right now the job is complete, al pi halacha you'd have to pay him, even though it means giving up your leverage. Now, as you mentioned before, if there's a minhag, if it's a clear and accepted practice to hold back a certain percentage, if there is a clear minhag, that minhag would apply. But you have to make sure it is a very, very clear minhag, and you also have to make sure you're not withholding anything more than the minhag allows. If you are a little bit more assertive and you want to hold back extra and you go any amount above that minhag, we will then look at the ikar halacha, and withholding would be this isser of Baal Tolan. So it's something that it's a very common practice. People will do it without thinking, but you're really playing with fire and you have to be very careful to make sure you're not going over the halacha limits.